Is a gathering a Tehillim in the Beis Medrash after Mincha regarding the tragedy in New Orleans of the hurricanes, and everyone is urged to attend. Okay, we're going to start today. Will be the first Chumashir. Bez Hashem, then we'll continue our shiur on Tuesday. After we won't have shiur Sunday, Monday, and we'll have shiur on Tuesday, and we'll be continuing Kiddushin. And on Wednesday will be the first sugya shiur that we'll have on Kiddushin. And okay, so just a little preview. Okay, the Parshas Re'eh. We have many mitzvahs, and one of the mitzvahs is the mitzvah of Bechor. Right? We know in Yom Tovim we read Kol HaBechor, Asher Yivalei B'Bechorcho B'Tzoncha Zachor Takdish Hashem Elokecha Lo Savod B'Bechor Sharecha Lo Savoz B'Bechor Tzonecha. So Bechor is a unique korban. It's unique than any other korban we have. What's unique about it? What's unique about it is that normally a korban gets its kedusha by verbally declaring this is a korban. Say, for example, somebody was machal Shabbos b'shogeg. So they have to bring a korban for kapara, that they were mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. So they go, they buy an animal that's suitable, and then they verbally declare, this animal is chatas l'Hashem. And then they have to go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? But a bechor is what? Is different. Because a bechor is kadosh me'elav. But the Bechor is the firstborn. When it comes out of its mother's womb, it automatically is holy. So it's not that you decide to make it a korban. It gets its holiness like any other korban. But it gets a korban me'elav. It gets a korban me'elav. It gets kedusha. When the head comes out and touches the mother's womb, while it's coming out, that gets its kedusha. It's kadosh me'elav. So the question is that Chazal discuss in the Gemara in Erchin, and Rashi and Chumash quotes this discussion, is what does it mean kol ha'bechor asher yivolei b'chorcho takdish l'Hashem elokecha? Takdish means you have to, right? Lashon takdish is mashma that you have to sanctify it. But that's not true. That's not true. You don't have to sanctify it. It's kadosh me'elav. So how do we learn pshat in the pasuk kol ha'bechor asher yivolei b'chorcho v'tzoncha hazachar takdish Hashem elokecha? What's the pshat? And it's interesting, we have another pasuk in Bechukosai on page 2. That says, Ach Bechor Asher Yuvukor L'Hashem B'mehema Lo Yakdish Isho So. You shouldn't sanctify it. So, seems to be contradictory. Here the pasuk says takdish. Here the pasuk says lo takdish. What's going on? So the Gemara, the Mishnah Erchin asked this question on Chav Tesam and Aleph on page 3. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Kosov Echad Omer Takdish. One pasuk says that you should be makdish the korban. Because of echad omer lo yakdish, you shall. Lo yakdish, if shalom taktish, shekvar nemar lo yakdish. If shalom lo yakdish, shekvar nemar taktish. So what's the pshat? So the verse says, "Haketzad makdisho ata hektish iloi v'ata makdisho hektish mizbeach." So the Rabbi Shmuel, he explains that like this, that lo yakdish means that you don't have to be makdish to be brought on the mizbeach because it's kaddish by itself. Taktish means that say even though it's kaddish by itself, so you want to still give an added present to the Beis HaMikdash. You want to say, whatever value I have in this object, in this, what value do you have in the Bechor? When a Bechor is born, what value do you have? You have to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. So what value to have? Well, you can decide which Kohen you want to give it to. So that's worth something. The fact that you have that decision. So if that decision to you is worth some money, you can be makdish that amount of money. Okay, but that's not the sheet I want to dwell on. The sheet I want to dwell on is the opinion of Rabbanim. Rabbanim say, and in Erechim Chavtes, and Rashi quotes it in Chumash, so we can look in the Rashi in Chumash. An unbelievable thing, Rashi says in Chumash. Oh, this is it too. Okay. Rashi says in Chumash, the Mokem Macher who Amer Lo Yakdish, Shenema Ach Bechor Sheivukar Haketzad, Eino Makdishu L'Kol Ben Acher, Nekan Lomet Shemitzah Lo Mareta Kodesh L'Bchora. So Rashi tells you, based on the opinion of Rabbanan in the Gemara Erchen of Chavtes, that the two psukim mean the following. The pasuk in Erchen that says Lo Yakdish is telling me that the Bechor is kadosh by itself, so lo yakdish means so you can't bring it for something else. Say you want to bring a korban chatas, you can't use this animal. This animal is a korban bechor, so you can't use it for a korban chatas. So that's what it means, lo yakdish. Lo yakdish lo korban acher. But what does it mean, kadosh? So now Rabbanan tell us a tremendous chiddush. Unbelievable thing. You know what the Kiddush is? The Kiddush is that even though the korban is kadosh me'elof, it's not like any other korban, because at birth it becomes kadosh, there's still a mitzvah that you, the owner, should verbally declare harei zeh bechor. And that's what it means, takdish. Whereas there's still a mitzvah of takdish l'Hashem Elokecha, which we have to understand. You see, by any other korban, if you don't say it, then it's chulun, right? Until you say it. But here, it's a little strange, because here, it's kodesh me'elof. So why do I have to say it? No, that's the mitzvah of takdish, that you have to verbally declare it kodesh. If you don't, it's still kodesh. But you have to verbally declare kodesh. And that's what the pasuk is telling. Kol ha-bechor asher yivole b'korach v'tzorecha ha-zochar takdish l'Hashem Elokecha, that you have to declare it kodesh. Oh, it's interesting that this is a whole sugya in the Nedarim. On Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, this is one of the famous sugyas in the Dharam. We know that there's a concept of a neder. What does a neder mean? A neder means I take something that's mutter. I take an apple, mutter even apple, kosher, and I say I'm taking this apple should be osur to me. And I forbid
myself and the apple. So now I can't eat the apple. But the Gemara says there's a way, there's several ways that you can do it. You have to, in order to make the neder, you have to use a proper lashon to make it usher. And if you don't make it, use the proper lashon to make it usher, then it's not a neder. So if you say this apple is usher to me, so that's a good lashon. But there's another way of doing it. That's called hakpas. Hey, tof, hey, samachay. Hey, tof, hey, samachay. Hakpas. What hakpas means is that you say the following. This apple should be like a korban. Just like a korban is also for me. So I want the apple to be like a korban. That hakpasa means I'm making, pinning it on something that's already awesome. I'm saying the apple should be like a korban. So then you can't eat the apple just like you can't eat the korban. I mean the part of the korban that you can't eat. But the Gemara says the following. Listen to this. What if I say I want the apple to be like a treif piece of meat? So you know what the halacha is? That's not a good neder. Because in order for the apple to become usur through hakpasa, you have to compare it to something that became usur through a neder. So a korban became usur through verbiage, right? But the treif piece of meat became usur by itself. So if you say the apple is like a treif piece of meat, that's not a good neder. You can go and eat the apple now, because it's not a good neder. But if you have to say the apple is like a korban, because a korban is a man-made iser, so too now I'm making another man-made iser. So that's how you have to do it. So the Gemara learns that out, and the Durham, and you give them a little bit of take a look. My time at the mother, I'm a crook, he do, you have to be no der bedover hanadar, below bedover ha'asr. In other words, in order for the apple to become asr, you have to what? You have to say the apple is like a korban. But if you say the apple is like a trained piece of meat, you can't do that because a trained piece of meat didn't become asr because of your statement. You have to compare it to something that became asr because of the human being's statement. Okay? That's the concept of what? Of hakpasa. Oh. So we have a very fascinating sugya here. So what if I say this apple is like a korban chatas? So is that good? So that's a good hakpasa, that the apple becomes us. But what if I say the apple should be like a korban b'chor? So is that like the chatas case, or is that like the chazir case? Because on one hand, you could say it's like the chazir case, because the b'chor is punished me'ela. On the other hand, it's still a korban. So you know what the Gemara is going to say? I'll show you shortly. That if you hold that there's a mitzvah to be makdish v'peh, so even though it was kadosh before, then you could be do hakpasa b'mechor. But if there's no mitzvah to be makdish v'peh, so then it's like saying it's chazir. So that's what the Gemara says. Manda, look at the second arrow. Manda osur b'chor nami mitvasi b'nederhu. Because the one that says it's usur, in the case where you say the apple is like a b'chor, holds that b'chor is also not this neder, because the Braisa says, you should read the oru, minani l'lola b'chor b'chor b'eso, shemitzvah l'hakdisho. How do you know that if you had a b'chor that got born into your corral, that it's a mitzvah, even though it's kodesh me'ela, it's still a mitzvah to verbally declare it? From this pasuk, Shenemar, Hazochar Kaddish.
So since there's a mitzvah to verbally do it, so that's considered being matpis bedover hanoder,
and not being matpis bedover ha'oser. Because to be matpis bedover ha'oser, that's he's saying the apple is like a trade piece of meat. That's a dover ha'oser that you didn't. That's not a man made iser. That's not a good man. Has to be hatpasah bedover ha.
Ha what?
Hamuder. So if you say the apple is like b'chor, so it's a machlokus in the Gemara.
And what's that machlokus tolling on? Whether the b'chor requires a verbal declaration or not. And that's a machlokus between the Rabban and Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara in Erechim. What does it mean, takdish? Rabbanan, and that's the opinion that Rashi quotes in Chumash, Rabbanan say it means what?
That he verbally declared.
So that's what the Gemara says in the Dar. Now, what type of idea is this?
I mean, it's a strange type of halakha. Right? It's a strange type of halakha. I have to verbally declare it. It's kachmeo. Another thing, I have this, if I don't declare it, then it's a behemoth schooling. So I have to declare it. But here it was kachmeo, because it was before. So the Rishon, take a look at the Sefer Yerachim on page 5. It's quoted in the, as this Yosef Chodesh quotes it,
Perish. This is the Sefer Yerachim. Shem Musa Yisrael b'Yivad lo b'chor b'heima tahora lomar, harehu muktash v'kdushas b'chor. Afu pi shekodesh me'atzmo, mitzvah l'chadbev es ha-mitzvah.
Uladisho v'kdushas b'chor. There's still a mitzvah, like we're discussing, this from Yosef B'Shlucho, there's still a mitzvah that you should show chavivus to the mitzvah. So even though it happens in the Elov, you have to show something. You have to do something. You have to show your chavivus. If it happens by itself, that's not showing chavivus. And the smag on page 6, that the Sefer Mitzvah's Gadol, says the same thing as pointed out in part of Yosef B'Chodesh. Reforce the erchin, ksiv takdish, ksiv loyachdish, haketzad, yeta mikatsho kedushas mizbeach, aval ta mikatsho kedushas chavivus. And that's what he says, the same thing. Perish, shemusa yisrael bivolid b'chor behemah tahor lomar, harei umikdosh b'kdushas b'chor, aval bishet kodesh me'etzlo, mitzvah l'agdisho b'kdushas b'chor, b'pnei chavivus ha-mitzvah. And the idea of Osai, we'll see, is that anything that has Kedusha, we'll see Mashachach is in this place, anything that's meaningful in life, you have to do something. In other words, things that happen by themselves, they're not too much value. So even a carbon that happens by itself, the Torah can't be so well that you just sit back and do nothing. Sit back and do nothing is not a meaningful thing. In this world, meaningful things come about by doing something, by action. Things me'elov, that's not
what we're here for. Odom la'omol yulot. So even something that we're getting a freebie, so to speak, a free carbon, you have to put an effort. You have to do something. And Rav Shechter, we'll see, points out in the Meshech Chochma on Parshas Yisro,
says this idea. And later I'll show you Rav Shechter's chiddush on this matter. The Meshech Chochma on Parshas Yisro. What does the pasuk say? Himshoch hayovel heim yalo bahar. That, you know, at Har Sinai there was a lot of kedusha on the mountain. At the time of Har Sinai, there was a lot of kedusha on the mountain.
But once the shofar blew and Matan Torah was over, then anyone could walk up on the mountain. The kedusha was gone.
But the Gemara in Beit Hester says that they still needed permission because Dabar Shebe Minyan Sar Minyan Acher La'Atiro. But technically speaking, the kedusha was gone. So what's the idea? Says the Meshech Chochma, Odirah, Kol Shviyam, Kamen Chomos, That if the kedusha is only going to stem from God, and there's no human input, that kedusha is not going to last. Rab behadisha wa'adam. Zeb b'chach ma'alofarish Allah ta'i dosu b'ana leba ha'kbal es ha'ar v'kidashto. That meant v'kidashto and Hashem will v'kadish ta'ar. Moshe Hashem tzibol Moshe v'kadish ha'ar. Rachu sheif. Shabbat Hashem is garsh. We kaddish also mashirei d'leinei kol har. Leinei tzuvi raku osim. So therefore, says the Meshech Chochma, that's why afterwards it was all dark. It didn't last. Because, you know, there was no human input.
So, you know, petered away. And then, still, the Gemara had to learn from there that even so, they need a special permission to go, the blowing of the shofar, whatever, to go up, because technically speaking, they could have gone up anyway, but that's the point of learning out Dovah Shebe Minyan Tzarech Minyan Achel Lehatira. That means even though the reason didn't apply, because there was no more Kedusha there, still. And it's pointed out in the footnotes and the other, in Rav Dom's Meshech Chochma, that the Meshech Chochma says this again also in Parshas Bereishis, on page 8. Meshech Chochma says in Parshas Bereishis, what's the story with the Karbonos of Kayin and Hevel? That Kayin brought from Pri Adama. Kilo bochar Hashem bekorban kim bishtatev masa odam bezeh. Kimo balchai she'odam torech b'tipul uv'gidulo. Chayin also tar m'chus ha'zman. She'kem she'nolod v'hu nigmar ba'teva b'lvad lo yirasa. Chayin, whereas he's saying, what do we bring a korban? You can't just pluck a fruit off the tree and bring a korban. Because you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. That's what Chayin thought he could do. Just pluck a fruit off the tree. You can bring an animal, but it has to be an animal that you put input to. That's why you can't bring it before 8 days, because 8 days you didn't do anything to it. You have to nourish it. And anything that you put input into, then you can bring as a korban. But something that's just a freebie, you can't use as a korban. Came shenolodu nigmar me'atevel b'vad, lo yirotza. Chena pri, came shigidulo nigmar me'atevel b'vad, b'lo ma'isa odom, lo yirotza l'rech v'choch v'vei Hashem isparach. See, for a korban mincha, you bring solas. Solas means you took the kernel and you grounded it into flour. So you did something. That you can bring as a korban. But just to take mi pri adama, just to take something off the tree, mi pri adama, and bring it, that you can't do. So for mincha, you can bring something that you roasted. She nishtatev masa odam. You can put wine in the Mizbeach, because wine meant you took the grape and you beat it until it came out, etc. So that's why Cain's thing is not valuable, because there was no effort put in. And that's the idea. There's no such thing as me'elov. Me'elov! That's not a good korban. So therefore, even the bechor that happens me'elov, you need kedusha's peh. And Rav Schechter wanted to explain in an article he once wrote in Hadarom many years ago. This is printed in a Torah journal in Hadarom, Tishrei Tavshin Chav Ches. Okay, many years ago. Rav Schechter wanted to explain, and you can read the article, we're not going to read the whole thing, but he wanted to explain that that's pshat. There are two ways you can understand why we make Kiddush on Shabbos. So the Rambam writes on page 9, Mitzvah esei min haTorah l'kaddish es yom haShabbos v'dvarim, shenem ha'zochas yom haShabbos l'kaddisho, klom ha'zachrei l'zachriyos Shabbos v'kiddush, the Bechnisasu b'kiddush hayom u'bitziyasu b'havdala. That there's a mitzvah that you should make mention of Shabbos in the beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos. Because it says, Zohar Siyoma Shabbos Lakacho. So it means you mention Shabbos at the beginning of the end. So how do you mention Shabbos at the beginning of the end? The beginning you say Kiddush, and the end you say Havdalah. So some poskim hold that the Rambam means to say that there's a mitzvah that says Daraisa of Kiddush and Havdalah. To Bidvar. To mention Shabbos at the beginning and mention Shabbos at the end, and that will set Shabbos off from the rest of the week. Like Dr. Lamb once said many years ago, it's like Kiddush is also Havdalah. It's being mavdil from the other side. But it's the, like the bookmarks, the bookends. So this way, so if you say like that, then the Pshat and Kiddush and Havdalah is that to make Shabbos different from the rest of the week. So you say something at the beginning to welcome it, and you say something in the end. Those are the, you know, the bookends of Shabbos. But the Magen Mishnah points out an opinion. First word on the line is Bichinisoso, in the middle of the Magen Mishnah. V'yesh omrim shehavdola eina ela midivrei sofrim, aval kiddush u'dvar Torah. But there's some opinions that say that havdola is only drabanan, only kiddush is daraisa. So what's pshat that only kiddush is daraisa? You see, if you say that they're both daraisa, so then it's like you're setting it off from, so you set it off from both sides. But if you're saying only kiddush is daraisa, what's the pshat in only kiddush being daraisa? So Rav Shechter writes here on page 10, on the left side, the left arrow. Inyan kiddush al Shabbos ki inyan haydekaymal on minayin lenola b'chor b'toch beso shemitzvah l'agdisho shenemar hazochar taktish. Whereas Rav Shechter says the same idea that we have that the b'chor is kodesh me'elav, still we can't be sovel not doing anything. Man always has to have input. Can't be lazy. You have to have input. So that's the idea of Shabbos. Shabbos comes by itself. It's not like Yontif that Bezdin had to make the calendar a certain way. Shabbos comes by itself. So it's like the Kedushas Bechor that came by itself. So just like the Kedushas Bechor, we can't just have something that comes by itself without any human input. That would be cheap. That wouldn't be meaningful. So too, Shabbos also, you have to do it b'peh, just like the Bechor. And that's how Rav Shechter explains the Milchas Chinuch Es the Kasha, that the Gemara says in Pesachim and Kuv Yud Zayin, that you have to mention Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So the question is why? Why do you have to mention Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? What is was Bishlam Kiddush on Yontif? So I understand we came out of Mitzrayim and Pesach, okay. But why on Shabbos do we have to be say Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim? So Rav Shechter writes here on the next page, on page 11, in the second column, that because by Yitzias Mitzrayim is when we went out, and that's when we got the mitzvah of the Chodesh Hazal Lachem, the mitzvah of being Makadish the Zman. And therefore, any time that there's a Zman that's Makudash, that has, so it shows this idea of being Makadish the Zman. He says it over maybe a little bit different, but that's the way I'm saying it over, that that's how, in other words, Yitzias Mitzrayim is the time we get the Chodesh Zolachem. And the Chodesh Zolachem is the idea that you use the time to sanctify it. That's what the Sforner writes here on page 13. Chodesh Zolachem, Yiyu HaChadoshim Sholachem, Lasas Behem Kirtzolchem. Me HaShibud Lo Hayu Yimechem Sholachem. When they were in Mitzrayim, they couldn't sanctify time because they weren't Bailim over their own time. After Mitzrayim is when we were Bailim over our own time. So therefore, any time there's a holy time, we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim because that's the time now we could make time holy. Because now we're free men. We could use time the way we want. Rav Shechter maybe says it a little bit different. You could take a look. But that's the way I want to say it here now. So that's the idea of Kiddush. Kiddush is that Shabbos is me'elov, like a bechor. But anything meaningful in life just can't be on a silver platter. You have to work on it. So bechor comes me'elov. So the Torah says, not good enough. You have to work. You have to mekadosh b'peh. You have to do something. Shabbos comes me'elov. No good. You have to make kiddush. You have to do something. And that's the yisod of bosai. Person comes to yeshiva, there are many opportunities. There's a lot of kedusha opportunities. But it's me'elov. But if you don't do something to work, to be konate yourself, then easy come, easy go. In fact, there's a very interesting vort from the Avnei Nezer. The Gemara in Pesachim, the famous Tosafot in Pesachim on page 14, has a question: is there a neshama yisera on Yom Tov? We know on Shabbos there's a neshama yisera, right? In Shabbos we get an extra neshama, and that's why on Motzai Shabbos we smell the besamim, because we're upset that the neshama yisera left us, so we have to cheer ourselves up, so we smell the besamim. So the question is, on Yom Tov, is there a neshama yisera or not? So Tosus points out, seems to be a contradiction. Look in Tosus on 14 in the bottom right hand corner. Masha'ein maske besamim, perish Rashbam, the tam besamim shum ibn neshama yisera, Yom Tov nami ikin neshama yisera. Whereas the Rashbam says, on, we know if Yom Tov falls out on Motzai Shabbos, so we make Havdalah, right? The Yaknahas, right? When Yom Tov falls out on Motzai Shabbos. But we don't make Besamim. So the question is, why not? Why don't we make Besamim when Yom Tov falls out on Motzai Shabbos? So the Rashbam says, it was the whole reason Besamim is because we're losing the Neshama Yisera, but in Yom Tov, we also have a Neshama Yisera, so we're not losing. So we have a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov also, so therefore you don't have to make a what? A besamim on Motzai Shabbos when it falls out of Yom Tov. So Tosfos asks the kasha, yeah, but so how come on Motzai Yom Tov we don't make besamim then? If you're saying that the neshama yisera on Yom Tov, so then at the end of Yom Tov we should have besamim. Yom Tov nami yikin neshama yisera. Kasha dim kei Motzai Yom Tov amaylo tiknu besamim. So therefore, Tosis, based on this kasha, says, "Akach nira the biyantiv leka neshama yisera." So it must be that on yantiv there is no neshama yisera. That's why in Motzai yantiv we don't make besamim, because we never had a neshama yisera on yantiv. Ah, so why don't we make besamim on Motzai Shabbos when it falls out on yantiv? So Rashbam says because we have a neshama yisera, but Tosis says it can't be because then Motzai yantiv we would have. So Tosis says, in Ochanami, there's no neshama yisera in Yom Tov. But we eat a lot in Yom Tov. So the fact that we eat a lot in Yom Tov is enough to cheer us up that we're losing a neshama yisera on Shabbos. But Tosfos' shita is that there is no neshama yisera on what? On Yom Tov. But the question is, according to those Rishonim that hold there is a neshama yisera on Yom Tov, so how come we don't make besamim on Motzai Yom Tov? So the Shemi Shmuel quotes from his father, the Avnei Nezer, the following. On page 16 is before 15. 16 is before 15. Okay, it's out of order. So he says like this: Tamine yaduot behefresh and shami say shal Shabbos to Shiyontiv. Shal Yontiv mistalekas motzai Shabbos. Shal Shabbos mistalekas motzai Yeshabbos. Shal Yontiv the sheres. Hatam higid kvod kedushas avimor mishum the Shabbos ain't kvod tvisus yidei adam al kviyek v'kaima. Well, Yontiv beidina mikachinle who shall adam. He says like this: Inochanami. There's neshama yisera on Shabbos and neshama yisera on Yom Tov. But Yom Tov, even though we explained before that Shabbos, we try to do something, but basically Shabbos is memela. even though we do a token kiddush, like we explained from Rav Shechta, but it's basically memela. So something that's memela, easy come, easy go. Shabbos comes, Shabbos goes. And therefore we lose in Shamiseri, we need besamim to perk ourselves up. But Yontif, we totally created Yontif, because Yontif is totally in the Bezdin being Mekadosh the Chodesh. So that's a total human creation. So that Neshama Yisera is not going to leave so quickly. So that's why we don't have to have Besamim Otzai Yontif, because it's not leaving so quickly. Because that we earned. We worked on. We earned it. So Mamela, that we get to keep. And therefore we don't need the Neshama for a longer time at least. So that's the idea. I mean, even though we explain in Shabbos, we try to do something also, but basically, Shabbos is a God-given thing. So that's the Yisur, Rabosai. Anything that's handed to you on a silver platter that you don't work for, easy come, easy go. Shabbos comes, Shabbos goes, Shom Yisei is gone, you need Besom. Yontif is also the Shom Yisei, according to those Rishonim. But Yontif doesn't leave right away, the Shom Yisei, because we earned it, and we worked on it. And that's the Rabosai of Yisod. That whatever you get in life, you have to work for. You can't just, and even Shabbos, you have to put input. That's the vort in the Chofetz Chaim on page 12 that Rav Elio Lapian quotes in the name of the Chofetz Chaim. Kol Mekadesh Shvi Karoylo Kol Shom Shabbos Kadas Mechalo Schar Harbe Maod Al Pi Paolo Ish Al Machaneu Ish Al Diglo Perish Yishnei Suge Shomer Shabbos. There are two big types of Shomer Shabbos. Yeshem Mekachim Esha Shabbos, that they fill the day with Mamalim Es Hayom B'Kedusha B'Eisek HaTorah V'Tfil V'Kadoma, Karoel Yom HaShabbos. Yesh Suk Sheni, that they're only Shomer Shabbos, they're not Mechal Shabbos, they sleep in bed the whole day. So they're Shomer Shabbos, but they're not Mekanish Shabbos. So Schar Harbe Ma'od Al Pi Po'olo. Your schar is totally on what you put into Shabbos. Was Shabbos just a day that you slept the whole day? Or was it a day that you infused it with added Kedusha? And that's Ishal Manchaneo, Ishal Diglo, depending upon your input, is what you get at. And that's the same thing by learning. You know, there's a vort that the Yalkut Lekach told here, quotes from Rav Mishkovsky, on the last page here, that we know that... We say ki lekach tov nosati lochem on page 17. Torosi al tazovu. The Torah is called lekach. It's a mekach, but it's nasati. It's a stira, because mekach means something you buy. Nasati means it's a matana. So what is it? Is the Torah matana or is it buy? So he explains from the perspective of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's giving it with a full heart. From his perspective, it's like a matana, but from our perspective, it has to be a mekach. And we have to have a melus, as Rav Lipshitz says, to be kona the Torah. So the same thing. There's the kedushas b'chor of the rechem. That's the matala. That's nasati. That's the kedusha me'elav. But then there's leka. Then there's what you have to do. And that's the kedusha b'peh. And that's the amelus. So even things that you get me'elav, you have to put something into it. Anything in life, anything, a relationship that you have with somebody, need anything in life that's going to be meaningful, you need to work on. And things that just happen me'elav, and you don't work on them, whether it means learning, whether it means a relationship, whether it means a job, whatever it is not going to be good. And that's what the Musar Haskel we learned from Bechor, is that even it's Kodesh Me'elav, it's the Matana, it's like Torah is a Matana, it's Nasati, but it's also Kilekach, it's a Mekach, and you have to do something to be Kone. So it's Kedusha Me'elav, but it's also Kedusha B'peh. Because even though it's something Hashem wants to give us, but it's only meaningful if we also do a Maisa. Shabbos is Me'elav, but you have to make Kiddush. And that's the idea that Chafetz Chaim says. You get Shabbos, but it's Schar Harbe Ma'od Al Pi Paolo. What you put into it is what you get at. The same thing, in other words, people think they come, they go to yeshiva, whatever, it'll be me'elav. It's not me'elav. If you want, whatever you want to be meaningful, you have to put an effort. There's many opportunities. Bez Hashem, this year we should be zocher to learn a lot, have many opportunities to have Torah at us, but we have to be kona the Torah. It's the Kedushas Rechem, you're getting the Kedusha, but then you have to be Maktish prepared, then you have to attain the ownership as well. And that's the Musar Haskel of Bechor, that's the Kiddush on Shabbos, as Rav Shechter explains, that's what Shabbos is about, and that's the dual aspect of Ki Lekach Tov Nasati. It's a Matana, that's from Hashem's perspective, meaning He's giving it to us with a full heart, like giving a Matana. But from our perspective, it should be a Mekach that we have to pay for, that we have to put in effort into. And that's, again, it's not only a Musar about learning, it's a Musar in every avenue in life. It's a Musar about relationships, it's a Musar about anything in life that's meaningful, that's lasting, has to have that aspect of Tfisas Yad Adam. And that's why the Avnei Nezer says, Shabbos, even though there's a little bit, it's basically Biyad Hashem. Once Shabbos leaves, we need those B'samim to perk us up. Yom Tov, the Avnei Nezer says, we also have Neshama Yisera. But that is going to stay with us, because that was Tfisas Yad Adam. Anything you want to stay with you, you want to be Shal Kayama, that has to have human input. Takdish, L'Hashem Elokecha.